Hey, I'm Roberta Blevins, and this is Life After MLM, a podcast where we work to end the stigma of failure in an industry systemically designed for you to fail. Join us as we dive into the real life stories of survivors, experts, and advocates to debunk the common myths and fallacies of cults, scams, and multi-level marketing. A quick content warning. This episode deals with triggering topics including mental health, narcissism, examples of manipulation, gaslighting, and high demand control. Please use discretion when listening. Hey, Hunbots and Hunbros. Welcome to another bonus episode for this Halloween season. Welcome back to Life After MLM. I have been researching this story probably off and on for about the past week, but it came up last year. But it came up last year in some research, and I was like, I gotta remember this. So today we are talking about the murder of Donald Ramsey. And I want to let you know before we start that today's story is tragic, and this is a trigger warning that this episode not only talks about a murder, but describes crime scenes and the state of the victims involved. There are also mentions of suicide in this episode as well. It is a very heavy episode with a very heavy emphasis on mental health, outrageous health claims, mental illness in crisis, and missing a lot of red flags that unfortunately had a tragically fatal ending. So like I said, I first heard about this story while I was researching about Q Sciences last fall, actually, for a series of mini dives on TikTok. And this just came up in that series. And I knew I wanted to tell this story as a bonus episode this year, because it was really heartbreaking and I wanted to find out more information. Most of the stories that I tell on the show this month have an MLM connection, but not always a deeper correlation. And while I am not here to accuse any company of anything other than being a giant scammy pyramid scheme, in my opinion, I will let you decide who is more responsible in this case. To start off, we're going back in time, back to the 2010s, when Q Sciences had a product called E-Empower Plus Q96. I know, it's a mouthful. It was a supplement that was manufactured by a company called True Hope, and True Hope still exists. Depending on whether one is a believer or a skeptic, the origin story of this multivitamin could be a source of hunspiration or the punchline of an anti-MLM TikTok video. But for believers, the supplement was a creation of a desperate man who was seeking a remedy to the mental illness that took his wife and threatened his children. And for critics like us, the fact is the supplement was based on a feed recipe given to pigs that were prone to ear and tail biting syndrome. Both stories are true. In 1999, a Canadian man named Anthony Stephen developed a product called Empower Plus. He was a devout member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in Alberta, Canada, and while away on business, his wife took her life by asphyxiation after affixing a hose to the exhaust pipe of the family minivan. She had been diagnosed with bipolar affective disorder, the same ailment that had afflicted her father, who had also taken his life. Soon after his wife's death, two of his children were also diagnosed with bipolar disorder. So Anthony turned to a friend and fellow LDS ward member, Stephen Hardy, whose background was in agriculture as a feed formulator. He suggested formulating a nutritional supplement to help Stephen's children because similar symptoms seemed to be exhibited by pigs. And that's really all the context I have on that. So take with it what you will. They formulated their micronutrient and they tested it out on Stephen's children, who, according to the Q Sciences produced video, The Tony Stevens Story, they felt an effect and were soon able to discontinue taking their medications. What? Wow. From here, they formed the company Synergy Group of Canada, which was more commonly known as True Hope. Their supplement was a patented 36-ingredient combination of 34 common vitamins and minerals, including magnesium, zinc, vitamins A, D, E, and B, and two antioxidants. Because of Anthony Stephen's role and influence in the Canadian Mormon Church, news of his self-proclaimed success
spread through the entire community, and he began to retail his formulation under the name Empower Plus. In 2006, Health Canada pressed charges against True Hope, arguing that the product was packaged as a drug without approval, and Health Canada ended up dropping all but one of the charges before trial and eventually losing the case. In 2012, American entrepreneurs Mark Wilson and Darren Hoge, who deserve their own deep dives, to be perfectly honest, partnered with Anthony Steven to bring Empower Plus to the American market. They marketed it under the name Empower Plus Q96 through their new direct selling company, Quintessential Biosciences, which is also known as Q Sciences. And what I found was that most every shred of evidence of True Hope's Empower Plus and Q Sciences being teamed up together has been wiped off the internet. I found other Empower Plus products from True Hope's website, but nothing linked back to purchase it specifically from Q Sciences. But luckily for us, a few people did some very thorough reviews of the now wiped Empower Plus Q96, so I can share them with you. The internet truly is forever. This review says, Empower Plus Q96 is a capsule of grainy off-white powder with an odor that recalls chewable Flintstone vitamins. According to its package, it's a blend of minerals, vitamins, and amino acids specifically formulated to supply the brain with nutrients. But this does little to explain how it makes people feel. Swallow one, devotees say, and the negative thoughts cluttering your mind might gradually melt away like patches of snow on mountains in the distance. Plainly stated, it's a nootropic dietary supplement, and according to testimonials from its reps, it's designed to provide vitamins that are lacking in the brains of those with mental illness. Seems pretty straightforward to me. People use nootropics to improve focus, memory, and mood, to support healthy brain function over time, and to enhance overall mental performance. True Hope's website says, developed nearly 25 years ago, Empower Plus is the original brain supplement. It takes a radically different approach to mental well-being by using a groundbreaking blend of vitamins, minerals, and amino acids to promote proper brain function, which has allowed hundreds of thousands of people to just feel better. It alone has 35 independent medical journal publications covering a wide range of mental health concerns, making it the most researched micronutrient formula ever. So another review on a website I found rated Empower Plus against their own nootropic supplement. So first they scaled it on the level of evidence, and they used a scale from 0 to 4. So, for example, if something would be rated a 3, it would be because multiple peer-reviewed, double-blind, placebo-controlled studies support its effect on memory, okay? So, like, you got to go through a lot to even get a 3. And Q96 ingredients evidence score was 1.1. Then they tested the magnitude of the nootropic effect. So, for example, if something is rated a 2, it's going to be because it may provide a notable increase into memory. And the Q96 ingredient effect was a 0.3. And then just on the cost alone, they did the cost analysis and the Q96 in terms of value. So one bottle of Q96 sold for $62.95 for 30 pills. And this website gave it a value of 83. And their product was more than double that in value because it had better ingredients, better studies, and was far less money. So you can tell, I can tell, it's kind of snake oily. That's just sort of where the problems started, okay? So now that we're a bit more familiar with Empower Plus, let's get back to these Q Science health claims. Head over to quince.com and grab yourself a little something-something and support the show by supporting our sponsors. The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and say hello to lightweight fabrics and classic styles. I have been taking advantage of the beautiful weather and getting outside for daily walks, and I cannot say enough good things about the flow-knit, high-rise boyfriend jogger from Quince. Seriously, running errands, doing school pickups, swinging by the farmer's market, or taking Zsa Zsa for a stroll around the lake, these bad boys are versatile.
I love the deep pockets, the high waistband, and the internal hidden drawstring. They're quick drying, moisture wicking, antimicrobial, and the four-way stretch makes them so comfortable. They're made with 88% recycled polyester, and the Global Style Standard certified yarn dramatically lowers environmental impact by diverting landfill and ocean-bound plastic. Not to mention using recycled claim standard approved dyeing, washing, and manufacturing processes with low water and eco-friendly dyes. They have become an absolute favorite, and you can save up to 59% off the high-end counterpart by shopping with Quince. Throw on a Cotton Modal scoop neck tee and some sneakers, and you've got a perfect, effortless outfit. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/MLM for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/MLM to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/MLM.
In another article I found, there is a story about a Q Sciences rep who set up a booth at a Salt Lake City charity walk that was being held by the National Alliance on Mental Illness. The event was an effort to fight the stigma of mental illness for those whose loved ones are dealing with a mental health issue or those who are living with one themselves, and also for those who live only with the memories of those lost to the darkness of depression and suicide. It's a typical scene at her booth. If you've ever been to a craft fair, the state carnival, or even walked by one of those Flatiron kiosks in the mall, you can imagine it pretty easily. She's proselytizing to the crowd about an all-natural supplement. She tells them, and I quote, "It's for schizophrenia. It's for bipolar, depression, autism, ADHD, ADD, SAD, OCD, any type of mental illness. These vitamins help." She continues, "It's a vitamin you take instead of taking your prescription meds." And then she starts in on the anecdotal evidence. The rep's own husband went off his bipolar medication thanks to the supplement. She says, "My 9-year-old has ADHD and I've taken him off his meds. He sleeps better and his behavior is the same as if he was on his prescription." Holy health claims, Batman. You can't say any of that stuff. And I wish that I could say that this mental health rhetoric is an isolated event, but I have seen many health claims from Q Sciences reps over the past few years using mental health and other medical vulnerabilities as a sales tactic. I mean, this article is from 2013. So Q Science Huns have been using mental health as a sales tactic for at least 10 years. And in fact, as recent as last September, the DSSRC, or the Direct Selling Self-Regulatory Council, basically the MLM Neighborhood Watch, reported Q Sciences to the FTC and the Utah Attorney General's office for possible enforcement action after they failed to adequately respond to the DSSRC's inquiry about health-related product performance claims that were being disseminated by the QScience sales force on social media, implying that QScience's products could protect against several serious health-related conditions, including COVID-19. Y'all, they snitched on one of their own. The DSSRC is there to snitch on the pyramid scheme people and make examples out of them. Whew, Q Sciences. I keep saying it's a pyramid scheme. I keep finding evidence that I'm right. But then hearing that made me curious. If this mental health problem solver isn't even in Q Sciences' product lineup anymore, then what replaced it? You've been listening long enough to know that MLMs never die. They regroup. They reformulate, they rebrand, but they never say die. They're like bizarro culty goonies. So I Googled Q Sciences mental health, and I saw that the word mental isn't even on Q Sciences website. So I searched for the doublespeak Hun equivalent, brain health. And what do you know? Hello, Q Max Premium. But it couldn't be, could it? So I headed to the ingredient list. And is anybody going to be surprised by what I found? Yeah, I didn't think so. It's the same product, you guys. It's the same product. The two proprietary blends are slightly different and have swapped a couple ingredients, but almost everything is exactly the same. Just a new name to wipe away the bad press. Because that is where our story starts. In 2011, in Vancouver, British Columbia, Donald and Wendy Ramsey, the parents of 27-year-old Jordan Ramsey, decided they wanted to take their son, who had a long and troubled history with schizophrenia, off his medication in favor of using Empower Plus vitamins. Jordan had first shown signs of the mental illness in 2000 when he was just 16 and was diagnosed at the age of 18 with schizophrenia, a serious mental disorder in which people interpret reality abnormally. Schizophrenia may result in some combination of hallucinations, delusions, and extremely disordered thinking and behavior that impairs daily functioning and can be disabling. People with schizophrenia require lifelong treatment. Over the years, doctors had been able to stabilize his condition with relatively high doses of antipsychotic medication. Jordan Ramsey had a long history of going off his antipsychotic medication and ending up in crisis, and any time the dosage was reduced for any reason, he would deteriorate rapidly and he would have to be taken to the ER with psychotic symptoms. During one of those hospitalizations in Saskatchewan, just before the family moved to British Columbia, Jordan told a doctor there that he was taking vitamins instead of medication. After the family moved to Vancouver Island, he was once again admitted to a hospital and put on a dose of 4 milligrams of risperidone. But by the time the family moved again to North Vancouver, he was taking far less than that. It seems his parents decided to reduce the antipsychotic doses and eventually replace the medication entirely with Empower Plus. Jordan was also suffering from acute anxiety due to the recent move. His grandmother had serious concerns about the alternative treatment and had various conversations with the family about Jordan weaning off his antipsychotics and trying this alternative mega vitamin therapy. She was very much against it and begged Jordan's mother not to decrease or stop the medication, but they were convinced that this was going to be a cure. On November 3rd, a community mental health nurse who met with Jordan and his mother in North Vancouver observed symptoms of major mental illness in him. At the time, he was taking only 1/8 of the antipsychotic drug risperidone that he had been prescribed. Wendy Ramsey told the nurse that she believed the family had been given permission to reduce the dose, saying that she wanted her son to take the vitamins instead. But there were no indications that any doctor had reduced the antipsychotic medication. Jordan had been certified under the Mental Health Act at Nanaimo Regional General Hospital just a few months prior and was still on an extended leave from that hospital when the family moved. Jordan was to meet with a psychiatrist in North Vancouver on November 7th. The next day, he was experiencing rapidly escalating delusions, and Wendy noticed he was hallucinating people who weren't present and didn't even recognize who she was. In the early hours of November 5th, 2011, police were called to the West 28th Street apartment that the family lived in when a neighbor heard screaming and called 911.
Do you ever wonder how much of your personal data is out there on the internet just for anyone to find? I promise it's more than you think. Your name, contact info, social security number, home address, even information about your family members. It's all being compiled by data brokers and openly sold online. This can lead to a lot of problems, including identity theft, phishing attempts, harassment, and unwanted spam calls. But now you can protect your privacy with Delete Me. Signing up for the service is super easy. Just provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. They send you regular, personalized privacy reports showing what info they found, where they found it, and what they removed. I got my report and I was floored with the results. Of the 105 data brokers they checked, 83 of them had my data. Delete Me then removed 173 listings of my personal data off the internet, and they make sure that it stays off too. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me at a special discount just for our listeners. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/MLM and use promo code MLM at checkout. The only way to get the 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/MLM and enter code MLM at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/MLM, code MLM.
When officers arrived, they found Jordan Ramsey standing in the bathroom holding a long metal ratchet wrench covered in blood. When he refused to respond to their commands, the officers tasered and pepper sprayed him, which had little effect. They eventually managed to handcuff him. Police found Wendy Ramsey unconscious and covered in blood in one of the bedrooms with a hammer nearby. Her face had been smashed, resulting in multiple fractures and damage to her eye and ear. Don Ramsey, Jordan's father, was found slumped over the bed with his head on the floor in a pool of blood. He died from being hit in the head multiple times with a heavy, blunt object. When Jordan Ramsey was asked later at Lionsgate Hospital if he understood he was being arrested for murder, he said, "No, I just got out of bed to get a drink of water and woke up like this." And when asked if he wanted to call a lawyer, he said, "I'm just a kid." Police officers who arrested Ramsey described him as answering questions in a robotic fashion, not making any sense, and asking officers to kill him. He believed his parents were imposters and believed his father was a supernatural entity who had to be killed using the tools in his own toolbox. Jordan's aunt, Leanne Ramsey, added, "Jordan went into a psychotic state earlier in the day and was having delusions. He thought that Don was an alien and had to go in and make sure he was dead." Leanne believes that the family's attempt to control Jordan's illness with an alternative therapy, rather than his psychiatrist's prescription, had a role in his state of mind at the time of the killing. Jordan's state of mind was described as irrational, illogical, delusional, disorganized, disoriented, incoherent, trance-like, and confused. The severity of his condition proved that it was more likely than not that his mind was so disordered that he could not tell right from wrong. The evidence showed that at the time of the murder, he was off his prescription and the only pills found at the crime scene were vitamin capsules. Leanne Ramsey wants people to understand the possible tragic consequences of allowing family members to go off medicine prescribed by psychiatrists, saying, "I want to warn people. I think it is just needless what happened. And Donald was the kindest, most gentle person, and his demise was not right," adding, "This is a really serious disease, and you have to be properly medicated, and you can't mess around with alternative medicine." She also says she wants someone to investigate whether or not the vitamins played any role in her brother's death. Jordan admitted to the November 2011 killing, but pleaded not guilty. Both his lawyer and the Crown prosecutor said during the trial that Jordan should not be held criminally responsible due to his mental disorder. In July of 2012, British Columbia Supreme Court Justice Deborah Klugman found the schizophrenic young man did not have the mental faculty to be held responsible for the slaying. Jordan Ramsey's psychiatrist, Dr. Leanne Meldrum, testified that Jordan was fragile, in deteriorating mental health, and would need long-term care in Coquitlam Forensic Psychiatric Institute, where he is currently a patient, before he would ever be considered safe in the community. Decisions about his eventual release rest with a psychiatric review board. And as for Q Sciences and True Hope Vitamins, True Hope and its founding partner, Anthony Stephen, have come under considerable criticism over the years, but managed to keep on convincing people that their vitamin products can cure just about anything. They encourage people to give up their prescription medication with often dire consequences. Health Canada reissued their warning that the product was a possible health hazard because of potential worsening of psychiatric symptoms and unauthorized health claims and medical advice being provided by non-medically qualified staff. Bradford Stephen, the chief operating officer for True Hope, acknowledged that Jordan was taking their vitamins but denied that they played a role in the slaying, saying, "We've had over 80,000 people in North America on this program and we've never had a problem before." He blamed the visit that Jordan made to a North Vancouver psychiatrist a few days before the slaying, saying that the psychiatrist had, quote, "ripped a strip off him" for use of the vitamins, saying that Jordan had left the psychiatrist's office feeling very upset and very paranoid. But how could he possibly know any of that? And Q Sciences, well, you know, they wiped that connection off their map. But don't forget, regroup, reformulate, and rebrand, but never say die. I hope you guys enjoyed this bonus episode of Life After MLM. If you guys have a story that you think I should dive into and tell on the show, hit me up, send me an email, therealrobertablevins@gmail.com, and we'll see you Sunday.
Thank you so much for listening to Life After MLM. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share. And follow us on social media at Life After MLM Podcast and my advocacy at The Real Roberta Blevins. You can find all of the links to the social accounts in our show notes. And if you just listened to that incredible story and you thought, "Oh my God, I have a story just like that that needs to be told," hit me up, therealrobertablevins@gmail.com. I would love to have you on the show
to share your story and start your journey in life after MLM. See you next time, Hans.